With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Israeli Prime Minister's office confirming authorities did receive the remains of four more dead hostages. It said late Tuesday the Red Cross handed the bodies over to Israeli forces in Gaza. Now, the transfer comes one day after the bodies of four additional hostages had been returned as well. Earlier, the Israeli military said it would cut in half the number of trucks allowed to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza. That over concerns that Hamas was returning the remains of the dead hostages more slowly than they had agreed to. President Trump has posthumously awarded Charlie Kirk the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, on what would have been his 32nd birthday.
But Charlie never missed an opportunity to remind us of the Judeo-Christian principles of our nation's founding or to share his deep Christian faith. In his final moments, Charlie testified to the greatness of America and to the glory of our Savior, with whom he now rests in heaven.
General Motors will book a negative impact of $1.6 billion within its next quarter. Latest on that story now from Washington correspondent Bob Agnew.
The bad news comes after the U.S. slashed electric vehicle tax incentives and relaxed the rules governing emissions. The EV tax credit had been worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. General Motors had led the way among U.S. automakers with plans to convert production to an electric fleet of vehicles. Now it's warning more hits may be ahead as it adjusts production under the new administration, and non-cash charges may impact operations and cash flow in the future. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
Government officials have agreed not to enforce a part of a new law that would have required Catholic and Orthodox priests to report things they hear in the confessional in violation of their beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Beckett Fund, which went to court on the priests' behalf, say the law is now permanently enjoined. ADF Attorney John Birch says, quote, "The First Amendment guarantees that governments cannot single out religious believers for worse treatment." Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles hindering Christian growth in a lot of countries, especially in Africa. Now, the ministry says in many cases, people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they are slipping into many mistakes. Open Doors points to a tribal group in Malaysia who grow up in Christian areas but continue to visit witch doctors. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court declines an appeal by Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will not get a chance to go before the Supreme Court and appeal the $1.4 billion judgment against him over his description of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut as a hoax. 20 first graders and six educators were killed. The InfoWars host argued a Connecticut judge was wrong to find him liable for defamation and infliction of emotional distress without holding a trial over allegations by victims' relatives. Jones's lawyers told the justices the plaintiffs have no possible hope of collecting the entire judgment following Jones's bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
Georgia highway crash killing eight people, including three children. A truck driver has been charged with eight counts of vehicular homicide. More details, srnnews.com.